If you want to save money on your trading card purchases, we have a promo link over at 50cards.shop. Enter the promo code at night to get 5% off your order.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Nexus at Night, your weekly Vanguard podcast. I'm Atlas.
I'm Matt.
I'm Root Beer.
And you are listening to this on 420. So that's pretty fun. Hope you're enjoying that. None of the three of us, only me really does that, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Matt, I feel like you're 50-50. Like,
what do you mean?
Whether or not you smoke weed.
Yeah. Yeah, see what I mean? It's only me. And I've moved on to gummies nowadays. California, it's fun here. Anyway, today on the show, we got a couple things to talk about. The first one, that Different Fight has beat us to the punch to, but who cares because we're Nexus at Knights, is they have made more of these Dual Nation cards.
Yeah.
They're better than the first time.
They're actually generic this time. So the problem with the original Dual Nation cards was that they were clearly designed to be part of an archetype, and then they slapped the gimmick onto it afterwards.
Mm-hmm. I was chewing on ice. Sorry. So they showed us three of them so far, which covers pretty much all the bases. So I'll read the first one here. Free Like the Sun, Ford and Revoltus. It's a grade two for both Dragon Empire and Dark States. When this unit is placed on rear from hand, other than during the battle phase, soul charge one, and it gets +5k till end of turn. So a soul charge in any Dragon Empire deck that needs it, that's cool. And then counterblast one and perform one of the following. Choose one of your opponent's grade two or greater rear guards and retire it, or choose a grade two or less card from your soul and call it a rear.
Yep.
Not bad.
That's pretty okay. Like, generic retire. That's all. I always like removal in decks. I don't know what it is. Like, really big on removal in this, in like standard.
Removal in decks that don't have removal as the thing, right?
Yeah.
I think.
And then the other ability is just kind of, honestly, I feel like a lot of both Dark States and Dragon Empire cards just like do that for some reason.
Yeah.
Because you have things like Laemina. I think the cycle card for Dark States, which is just like call something out of your soul.
Yeah.
And then like the energy blast card cycle from DZ1 for Dragon Empire also just calls something from your soul. So this is just that, but faster.
Yeah. And generic. And oh, okay, the other ones are too. But I like the kind of Pale Moon spiel. Like, outside, like Dark States, I'm sure we'll use it in some form or another, but like these are a definite pick up eight of these and sit.
Or four of them and just use the same sleeves.
Yeah, however it is you want to do it. But yeah, Matt, anything to add, Matt?
Not too much, no.
No? All right, well, it is your turn with the next one then.
All righty. So, Flame Leaf Chaotic Dance, Hakusui and Remred. This is the what is this? Stokea and Dragon Empire.
Yeah,
quick show more on it, Atlas.
Yeah, please.
There you go. Sorry,
Atlas does not want me to read it. So and so, all these are grade two 10Ks, right?
Yeah, it's all a little right. Cabbage riding a dragon.
That is, you know, fair enough. All right. So when this unit is placed on rearguard circle from hand, other than during the battle phase, of course, you may call a plant token, then counterblast one, perform all the following. You get all your rearguards that were placed by this by your card's ability this turn get power plus 5,000, and you choose one of your vanguards to get power plus 5,000, but if you have four more units, it gets 10,000.
It's one of the following.
Sorry, yeah. Even worse, my apologies.
I mean, this one's okay, so you call a plant token for free, and then you can like give all things you call 5k,
yeah,
as long as it's by ability.
But not the things, but not it in the plant, right?
Not itself.
Yeah. Wait, is it a continuous effect? Or is it
you get it's a continuous effect, like you get
okay,
it.
Okay, so yeah, they would get it. Okay.
Yeah, so the Okay, so I originally misread this card. I thought it only gave the token 5k, and I thought this was horrible. And then I read it again, and it's like, oh, it's all of them. So this card is probably fine for that one.
Mm-hmm. So you're getting 10k probably no matter what, right? Like, just somewhere. Like, it's 10k allocation in some position.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, the most immediate buff is to any plant token deck. It makes a token and then also buffs all of the tokens.
Right. And at first I was like, well, it's kind of a bummer they use Dragon Empire twice. Where's Lyrical? But
what Dragon Empire deck is going to play this?
That's what I'm saying. The Stoikeia thing is more like lean to one direction or the other, whereas the first one, you could kind of go either direction, I think, more.
I'm also kind of not sure when, like, how common the second ability would even be.
Exactly.
Like, the first ability is just way better, right?
Mm-hmm. It feels like the second ability was designed for Dragon Empire. Because of all the goddamn re-standing vanguards that you have.
Right.
Yeah, but...
is that worth it?
No. That's not worth a counterblast. For sure.
I don't think it is either.
Yeah.
Don't they already have a bunch of this anyway?
Probably, yeah.
You could have just made this a Stoikeia card by itself.
And it's funny that it's Dragon Empire. Mm-hmm. I just read the first effect, I'm like, damn, that's pretty good. Like, once I realized it was continuous, I was like, damn, that's pretty good. And the second effect, I'm like, all right.
Yeah. I will say, this, the nation pairing so far have just been following all the glitter units.
Right.
Sure.
That makes sense.
So the first one was Dragon Empire Dark State, so that was the dolls. This one is Radalina.
Yeah.
But thankfully, these ones don't require a specific vanguard like the old ones.
Mm-hmm.
No. And then the last one is... why does that reset it to the top of the page when you click show more? That's annoying. Go ahead.
This website hates you.
I guess so. Go ahead, Mr. Beer.
So, Brave Machine Rider, Valtrosa, and Riel. So... when this unit is placed on Rearguard Circle from hand, other than during the battle phase, you can choose a normal unit without Sentinel from your drop or up to one order card, bottom deck it, then counterblast one, look at the top five cards, choose one card from among them, reveal it, and then perform the following. If it's an order that's not a Regalis piece, add it to your hand, or if it's something with grade less than equal to your Vanguard, call it. This is definitely a Keter Sanctuary card.
Yes.
This is the most Keter Sanctuary card to ever Keter Sanctuary.
The Brantgate thing is stapled on, but that's fine, I think.
I mean, I feel like the part where it also adds orders could have also been a Keter Sanctuary effect, to be honest.
Yeah, it should have said set order if it wanted to stay Brant, but because it has to be both, they're like, well, we gotta have the, you know, give something for the Keter Sanctuary players.
And yeah. No, clearly you're playing the order that lets grade threes boost. No, I'm kidding. I do that.
Yeah.
Or, but yeah. Or my chosen knights. Yeah.
Like a card that this card basically just says, like, look at top five and grab something as long as it's not a Regalis piece.
Yeah. But you could put a Regalis piece just on top of your deck if you wanted. Oh, no, it shuffles. Never mind. Just kidding.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So it just go right back. So yeah, you might as well take something that's not a Regalis piece.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
For some reason, I said if you took a card, shuffle your deck. I just added that myself. My fault.
That would be kind of interesting if it was like, I'm not going to do anything, but let's do like 1-2.
Yeah, they specifically do not want that, I think.
Mm-hmm. Can't give.
I would not. Well, that sure. They should let you stack more, though, I think.
I know there are Vanguard boomers out there who miss early Vanguard Tsukuyomi. Stack the whole deck and kill them that way.
Don't worry. There's still hope that they'll just shove it into DC3 because we can't go a single set without a Keter Sanctuary encounter.
So true.
Makes sense. Ugh.
Just a little stacking as a treat.
Yeah. Just gonna get a little bit of cancer, Stan. Tell mom it's okay.
Yeah. I think every encounter set has had a Keter Sanctuary clan in it. Sometimes two.
Mm-hmm. So, what do we think about these?
I mean, they're an interesting concept. Like, Bushiroad likes its template. They all have the similar template of, like, placed on rearguard circle from the hand.
Outside of battle phase.
Are they all outside of battle phase, or just this one? I'm
gonna check. It's, so, the third one is, and the...
Yep.
Yeah, all three of them are.
Yeah, so they all have, like, the same summoning condition. They all have the same, like, of, like, do a thing, and then you can counterblast one to do another thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, broadly, these are fine. Like, I guess I don't know what I'm expecting from a dual nation concept. Like, if this does feel like, yeah, it's a card, all right. Like, I don't feel anything special from it, but at the same time, I don't know what, like, something special would look like.
I don't think it needs to be. Like, it doesn't have to be this, like, showstopper of a card when the point is to be in two different nations. It will behoove it to have a bigger effect in one versus mm-hmm. the other. Like, the call in from Soul is a bigger deal in Dragon Empire because they don't really do that.
I thought they kind of do.
Not as much as Dark States would. That's not their thing.
Tamayura would disagree, and like Shoujo Doji in a very roundabout way.
Tamayura is already half Pale Moon anyway, and has the dual nation cards anyway. So Checkmate Jin and Yahtzee, this is like the one argument I've won ever. Anyway, yeah, I don't think it really needs to be super, super impactful, but I think this is like a solid piece of support game-wide, and I would like to see them do more of these. That'd be kind of neat.
Can't wait for these to be $20.
Oh, God, yeah, that too. That's going to be a pain.
Are they all triple X?
Yeah.
Cool.
Triple R, and triple R.
All.
Yep.
I would just check one and assume the rest followed suit.
yeah. That would be kind of funny if, like, one of them randomly double.
These are also from a festival collection, so they're always going to be high rarity.
Okay, good point. Yeah.
Never mind. So, of course, they're going to be triple R. Sure.
Mm-hmm. Where it matters kind of less.
Because everything else is a double R, basically.
Yeah. Like, they also revealed their, like, generic template of triple R, where it's like, you do a thing and then they gain power, typically like 2k. I think the Dragon Empire one gets 5k. And then they have a separate ability that's like energy blast 3. When a different card gets discarded, you can remove it and get the card back.
Oh, yeah.
Which is like weird. I think it's like mostly a buff for stride decks, honestly, because then you can get your stride fodder back. And then otherwise, I feel like it's generally not worth the trade, because you're in this weird position where, like, if it's on rearguard circle, then you're also, like, you get the card back, but you're still, like, minusing, because you have to remove, like, the grade one itself.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I feel like broad general application of it is, like, not as good as the other one, where it's, like, when they get discarded, you get a card back.
Mm-hmm. And then I actually called the do a thing.
Yeah.
I think the Stoikeia one is probably the weakest one overall. Mm. High potential for abuse, but kind of the weakest one.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think anyone really plays them for their rearguard abilities, right? Like, they're very slow because you need to persona ride.
Right.
Like, you just play them for the early advantage, and then late game, they're an acceptable rearguard to have.
Yeah. To your point. Anything else to add about these before we move on?
Not particularly.
All right.
I wish they had more interesting nation pair-ups instead of just copying the glitters.
I'm glad the glitter shit's gone, though, I will say. That shit was lame to start with. Change my mind.
Yeah. Locking the impactful... the impactful ability behind an archetype kind of sucks.
Yeah. I really like the Brantgate one where he's like the James Bond looking guy. Mm-hmm. And he restands for, it's for Chaos, I think.
Yeah.
Cool looking and kind of doesn't do anything. outside of Chaos, which is a shame because I like his art.
Whoa! I play that.
Well, the Grade 1 Mikani is very good.
The Grade 3 Mikani kills Hanali. That's all.
Yeah, the Grade 1 is a generic Soul Charge, so you played it in Messiah.
Right.
The Grade 3 is not bad. I think it's one of the better ones outside of its glitter.
Yeah.
Well, minus the fucking bug girl.
Oh yeah, right. Maple.
Yeah.
Yeah, Maple is too bork to not be doing its thing. It's a free body and like.
I'm sure it's still played. Is it still played?
Oh yeah. Yeah.
I mean, you need to have 50 cards.
That's true, and it is a body every turn.
Gotta shove them in there. Like Graham Grace, I run the Grade 1 in there just for some boosters, free.
Yeah. Free shit is nice.
I feel like the Grade 1 is less common just because of its like conditions.
Right.
Well, I don't even know what the Grade 1 does, I'm gonna be honest with you.
The Grade 1 is the same thing, but you have to Persona Ride.
Oh, yeah. Because it's Graham Grace, and that's like the spiel. So
yeah. And then she also gets 5k, but that kind of doesn't matter. Like, okay, cool, 13k booster for that turn.
You just care about having a free thingy every turn that you can just like really chuck out.
Yeah, which is why like people still play the Grade 2, because it's just like, yeah, you can just have the one, and if you find it, you find it.
Oh yeah, I drew a battle.
Intercept it away, call it back next turn.
Mm-hmm.
So on and so forth.
Oh, so good. Like,
I drew a turn 2, free discard fodder.
Or you just call it.
Oh.
we're making it sound like it's an infomercial for Maple.
I think the card's just funny.
Intercept it away, discard for Rideline, or just call it. Call now.
Yeah. I mean,
call now.
Who doesn't like cute bug girl?
So the other thing we wanted to bring up this episode was
not that I did not bookmark that announcement.
Okay, sorry, I thought that was that, but go ahead, sir.
Let me just share.
Root Beer's missing an entire Takodachi.
It's there.
Oh.
I think for people listening, what the fuck are they talking about?
What? It's pretty self-explanatory to me.
I remember us taking forever to reveal our faces, and now, you know, it's been 2 to 3 apartments longer for me.
Yeah.
Don't remind me. It was better before.
Okay, so yeah, the other thing is that we have new locals events, which is like something people were asking for.
Sure.
So first one is the Constructed Cup. So it's designed to, they said it's supposed to be the premier level proving ground for Vanguard players, but really it's to make you buy the new set. Sure. So like, you know, Constructed Cup rules the special tournament rules, which is that you can only use ride lines from the newest set.
Huh.
So you can only use ride units that were released in like the trial decks or set one when riding a Grade 3. You are allowed to use other cards for the main deck. And they've already announced another one for set 2.
Oh my god.
Which is the same thing. Like, you can only use Grade 3s from the newest set.
And just keep doing that forever? Ugh. What a pain.
Yeah. So, you know, clearly this is just designed to promote the new set, right? Like, all right, 1 week your locals is just gonna block out one of the tournament days to be like, all right, you know, play the new set and only the new set. And I have like mixed feelings about it, because on the one hand, like, I get it. Like, this is a way to just promote people to buy the new product. Right, to just have a tournament day where you're like, all right, only use the new cards. At least for Rideline. You can still use other cards for main deck. But on the other hand, it's like, that does mean people have to buy the new product, right?
What a like Machiavellian, like gross way to get people to buy the new stuff.
I mean, I don't think it's like horrible, right? Because it's just like, okay, one tournament day where you can only use new stuff. Like, I get the idea in theory is to just like promote the new product as like a fun, this is just like a fun way to make people buy the new set. Although, you know, the reality is that you're going to have to scramble to find the new cards.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Like no one's going to actually just like buy a box or a booster pack from their locals to like do this. Like you're just kind of assuming that they're going to find a playset of the grade three and then go from there.
It's kind of a cool idea to have a mm-hmm. tournament where you want to play like all the newest units just to kind of see, mm-hmm. you know, see what's fun, see what's good. But yeah, it's not ideal because a lot of people are just going to have to like obtain these cards.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And this one at least has the benefit of also including the startup decks, which as much as I dislike that product, like you're going to have to buy it because of the fucking energy crest anyway.
Oh yeah.
But that at least gives you like a wider selection of cards. I don't know what the rule set is for the set two yet. If it's only set two, cause that's going to be really awkward. Cause it also has a bunch of support for like set one cards. Right. And so you would think that, for the sake of diversity and or consistency, you would also want to include set one in that, but I don't think that's going to be the case.
Right.
I remember back when I played UDM, every time there would be the like sneak peek or whatever, somebody would float doing draft and everyone was like, shut the fuck up. We're going to add the new cards to our decks and then we're going to play like we want to play, which is everyone.
Mm-hmm. Using Yu-Gi-Oh! Draft with like actual sets is tragic.
Awful. Yeah.
Tragic. Now battle pack, sign me up.
I've actual never actually sets, done that. Is that like halfway decent?
Battle pack is basically a set that's designed to be
drafted.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
But it's still like pretty dumb, but it's pretty funny at least.
Okay. So yeah,
battle tricks are very good.
Good to know. But what I'm saying is that, like, how enforceable is this? And how?
I mean, it's pretty easily enforceable, but like, it's also a shop challenge, so I feel like some of these are going to be a little more lenient than others.
Probably.
Yeah.
But the annoying thing for me is that my locals opted to do this like this week with only the trial decks. So it's like.
That's funny. I would enter that probably because I think it's amusing.
I thought I had entered it, and then I checked Bushi Navi, and I didn't. And now there's like a wait list because like I'm the 29th person, and there's only 24 slots.
Now that's a horror movie I want to see. Rootbeer just offing the people ahead of him on the wait list so he can get in.
I mean, I'm just, like, if nothing else, I'm going to show up to buy one of the start decks because I need the fucking energy crest.
Oh god, me too. Yeah, I'm going to locals tomorrow, kind of for that reason.
Yeah, like. I can already see from the pre-orders no one bought the Dark States one, so I have to assume they're going to have extras of that.
Mm-hmm.
And I will just buy that for the sake of having the energy crest, if nothing else.
Does your locals have a group chat?
Yes, we have a Discord.
Okay, so yeah, same deal with ours where the owner comes on and he's like, all right, who wants X, Y, or Z thing? And then people go, Ken or Dark State, whatever. And then he makes you Venmo him, and then that's it.
Yeah.
Come pick them up when I see you next.
And then the other thing was the Vanguard Day, which I think they had before, but I don't remember because it's been forever.
I wonder if with the new start decks, because they're vanilla, I can try teaching Katie again.
You can try.
I bought two of them, so.
There's a video, a tutorial video, which, if laziness does not overcome me this weekend, I will try to review.
Okay. Yeah. She has the stomach flu this week, so it's a little bit of a hard ask.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, maybe.
I am sharing another page, by the way.
Okay. Sorry.
Yeah. So the other thing is Vanguard Day, which was that a thing in the past? I feel like it was, but I can't remember right now.
I'm tired of these fake holidays.
Hey, it's better than Arbor Day, at least. What the fuck is Arbor Day?
Mm-hmm. Arbor Day is more real than fucking National Donut Day.
There's a podcast I listen to where they're like, all right, we want to wish you a very happy, and then they look up like whatever stupid holiday there is, and like I always skip past that part because who cares?
Yeah.
Anyway, Vanguard Day is more important than Arbor Day. Spread it around.
Yes.
Well, why is it? This Vanguard Day seems to be like a month and a half.
Yeah, it's just like a month and a half. So it's the same thing, right? Like, it's basically just a shop challenge for you to get a mat. I think they've already announced like another one with a different mat.
Is this the equivalent of like those people who are saying like it's my birthday month, but just for Vanguard?
I have a question: is this the same or different protagonist?
It's
a different protagonist.
This is the Divine Z protagonist,
and this is different than the previous one.
Yes.
Which is notable by the one streak in the hair.
Yeah. Yes. And is taller and skinnier, it looks like.
Sure.
Yes. It kind of reminds me on TV where they want to show like a specific product, but they don't have the rights for it. So they change like one thing where it's like, hey, will you pass me that Mocha Cola? Like, come on, man. Who are you fooling?
But yeah, this is just like a shop challenge, basically, for you to get prizes. And I think that's fine. Like, this is just an excuse to go out and play for, like, some kind of higher stakes than just participation packs.
Okay, sure. Yeah, it's been so long for Standard for me. I don't even have the new Regalis piece, the one that blanks Nubatama.
Neither do I.
I'm not paying $1 million, yeah.
I ain't paying $80 for that shit. How much is Bracing Angel Ladder now?
I don't know.
Name of this card?
Bracing Angel Ladder. We talked about it on an episode. And for a long time, I'm pretty sure, like it was like 40 minutes.
Yeah, it's like $75-$80.
Ugh, gross.
Yeah, there's honestly, I don't think there's a reason to buy it against Shiranui. Like, it's one of those, like, if you find it, sure, it blanks one of their turns, and hopefully you win.
I have a question. Did they once again do that thing where they made a box stopper thing that was, or is it like actually in the set?
This was actually in the set. The problem is it's had like Harmonix Messiah distribution.
Ah, I see. So they made this card. Oh my god.
Yeah.
That's wild. Let me double check the other triple R costs in this set. Dogs.
Well, this was a reprint set, so.
I see. So they're all, yeah, they're all
they Harmonix Messiah this.
Except Maple, which is still like $10.
Yeah. And like the alt arts for all of the grade threes, which are expensive because those are like high rarities.
Fancy. Fancy, fancy grade threes.
Wait, when did Esperitus get?
What?
When did Esperita get to be like $7 and just stay there?
This set, because it's a reprint.
Was it more before?
Yeah, it was like $20 in the past.
Oh, damn, I missed my opportunity. I think I bought a place out of that for nothing.
Yeah. Well, the good news is the promo for Shenri, which was a staple in Shiranui, but will probably also be a staple in like other Dragon Empire decks, is like $3 because it was a box topper.
I see.
So that's nice. Also, we're getting the Doggo for Keter Sanctuary in set one as a box topper, so that should be moderately cheap.
Yeah. And then I know they...
I missed out on ordering a box or a case of set one. I'll probably buy a box from my locals.
They teased the new box toppers too, and what's her name? The Falcratia, the servant?
Yeah.
Girl, that's like $20 is in there, so that's good to see.
Yeah, so that's nice. You probably need that if you're still playing Drajeweled.
I sold it, my friend, and then started putting together the Blainmire stuff.
Hmm.
So when that comes, I will be on the forefront. I consider doing Liel, but also, but meh, not worth it.
Yeah. And yeah, that's about it. That's kind of all I had.
Okay, well, that's pretty cool. Thanks everybody for listening to the show. Thanks Darren Cole, Josh, Jeremy, GR, Ollie, and Tony. our $10 patrons. If you want to be one of those patrons where you get a thank you at the beginning end of the show and get your stuff a day early, patreon.com/nexusatnight. If you don't care about that and just want a bonus show with the two, sometimes three of us, that's only $5 a month. So that's pretty cool. Cup of coffee a month. You're supporting us to do our thing. And you can find us on all the social medias at Nexus at Night. How about the rest of us?
You can find me on Twitter at Wiggums, 2 G's, 2 Z's.
You can find me at Plasma Eclipse.
Find me at Atlas Novak on Twitter, Instagram, and all that stuff. My YouTube channel, The Epileptic Comic, my other podcast, Generation Dan. At the time of recording this, we released an episode with my dad as the guest, and he talked about all the crazy shit he did in Aspen in the early 70s, not the least of which is a lot of cocaine. So,
I mean, as you do.
As you do, you know.
It was Aspen. The 70s, you know, yeah. All bets were off.
So there's that. And then my other history podcast, Last Minute History, that's on the same RSS feed as Generation Dan. So if you get subscribed to one, you're getting the other. And thanks, everybody, for listening. And until next time, I was Atlas.
I'm still Matt.
I'm Root Beer.
And have a good night, everybody.